The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same. I'm fucking
yeah, way. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McTwat Waffle, and alongside me, as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, he is the funniest homosexual in Wichita, Kansas, none other than J.P.
I was totally waiting for him to drop my name.
I should have. Because you're way funnier than I am. And your breath smells like dick right now, so don't try and lie to us.
And also back from vacation, he is the 2021 funniest person in Wichita, Kansas, none other than the Wreck himself, Mr. Derek Alders.
That's 2 years ago. We don't have to promote that.
That's
anymore.
A real title, though.
That's his only accolade I got.
I don't. Right? Yeah, and I don't know that I'm the funniest gay guy in Wichita.
You're the only one we know of.
No, there's a couple of them now, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, man. I got that. Yeah, I'll take the title. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, we've got an excellent episode for you this week. We don't.
Yeah, fucking don't start off with a lie. Like, right away, don't lie to him right away.
You're fucking, like, trying to hype this shit train
this
up.
This is great, man. We got no sports to talk about. We got nothing. It's going to be the best.
It is. It's going to be great.
I agree.
Derek's back from vacation.
That's
and so I'm
plus.
Excited. He's not. But anyways, if this is the first time you've listened to a Laughing on the Sidelines episode, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. In fact, they're all targeted towards me, and that's fine. But this is also an adult podcast where I like to use foul language and offend a shitload of people. So if you don't like that, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you. Bye.
And I may just get my dick out tonight. I don't know yet.
Speaking of offensive, hey, JP.
How's it going?
It's going. Good. All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We've got, I kind of did some current events. What?
I just told them we had nothing. And now you're lying to them again. The second time
second
already.
Time.
We're within the first 5 minutes of the show. Yeah. And you're already lying to the people.
You should run for office.
You should. Yeah. I'd vote for you.
Should.
I would vote for you. I would hang on your coattails.
That's right.
I'm riding in Jeremy Joseph.
100%. But anyways, we do have some stuff to get to. We've got some current events. I'm going to do something a little bit different. We got overrated or underrated and a new segment called What Would You Do?
What would you do?
Mark
Summers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The Asian guy from that's what who hosted, right? The big freaking Asian dude.
No,
have it was you seen that show?
No, what would you do?
Yeah, no, it's a show.
That was Mark Summers.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
No, that's a new one.
Dateline
or they're running out of ideas.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Apparently so are we because we just stole theirs.
We sure did.
If we do Double Dare, I am fucking out on the physical.
Gone. Forget about physical challenges. Yeah. I'm not picking anybody's nose.
Yeah. Or picking up Derek. Anyways, we also got questions and preguntas, a draft, and as always, a shitty situation. But on pens and needles here, JP, we're going to go over your week recap.
Man, let me tell you, what a week it was, full of marijuana smoking and bowling. That's right. You guessed it. I didn't do shit else.
You need to take one of either your old bowling balls or a bowling pin and make a bong out of it.
You do.
And then you can
That's
have a
good call, bro.
You can have a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't hate that idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what I can do.
You know, Jeremy's a woodworker.
So he is. And bowling pins are made out of wood.
Absolutely.
Huh.
And I know where I can get one.
I wish they were made out of glass.
That would be so much cooler. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
bowling would then skyrocket to the most watched sport in the United States.
It also the most expensive because it's only Ming vases. That's the only thing you can use, like Ming Dynasty vases.
Is there's no better sound in the world than glass breaking.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's your car window or something.
So yeah, that sucks. Yeah, unless it's your car window.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody else's car window and their purse is in the front seat,
amazing.
Fucking great deal.
You get enough money, you can go bowling.
There you go. Buy a bowling pin and make a bong out of it.
That's right.
But yeah, man, it was cool.
Yeah.
I almost shot 300 again last night.
Damn.
I was so close.
How many games did it take you? 300 a game?
No. One game. Okay. I had the front nine, and then I hung a 10-pin and then picked that up and then wrapped another 10-pin.
278.
It blows my fucking mind that you're that good at bowling.
Fuck yeah,
it really
dude.
Does.
I am that good.
Did you go to college for bowling?
No, otherwise I'd be on the tour.
I figured you probably would.
I'm self-taught. Like, I have had zero try. I've taught every... Well, my dad helped me. I mean...
Sure.
But, you know...
It's just weird because, like, Wichita State University...
Oh, if I had that kind of coaching, I would be on the tour.
I'd figure.
100%.
It's just crazy how popular bowling is in Wichita. Yeah. I don't go. It's not my thing. It just isn't.
Well...
But, you know...
It's okay.
Yeah.
Derek doesn't even think it's a sport.
It's not.
I don't. I used to bowl all the time.
Jesus, gay guys frequent there quite often, so I need to stay away.
No, they don't. You would think so, but no. Every dick I've ever sucked in a bowling alley has been from a straight dude.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's like $5 a game now. You got to pay for it somehow.
You got to pay for it somehow, man. Yeah, shit ain't cheap, son.
But you got to move back home, too, since you're no longer watching Derek's house.
Yeah, I'm back to the rental property.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
That's good.
Not as nice.
Not as nice. I'd rather be at Derek's still, but not now because Derek's there.
You're right.
But like if Derek wasn't there.
It's nice being in a place with Wheel of Fortune money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, you are not kidding, dude. Yeah. He has some nice shit, dude. I rub my junk all over all of it.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I mean, I've got some pictures. I haven't showed him yet, but proof of what went down. I'm going to send him one a week starting tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And it should take about the rest of the year.
We'll get it printed
up. Through them.
Get it printed up and convince his wife to hang it up in the living room.
No, because she would.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't even put the centaur up there.
She wouldn't even put the centaur.
That's in the bedroom now. It can't be above the mantle anymore.
Shit.
Well, so she goes on vacation.
But yeah, man, played some poker.
Hey, there you go.
Nice.
That's about it.
That's about it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I was out of town.
Absolutely. Yeah. Derek wasn't around. Yeah.
Shit.
It's less poker and watching than it is watching my hillbilly friends get drunk and taking advantage.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's great.
It's totally fine. Well, I had a pretty decent week, man. I took Jeremy Joseph's advice from last week's episode.
And you went and fucked yourself?
I was going to say, you didn't do very well.
I do that quite often, actually.
Yeah. Scotty fucked right off this week, folks.
Yeah, sorry. No Scotty this week. He took Jeremy's advice and fucked off.
No, Jeremy recommended to me to watch The Last of Us. He was watching. Didn't know it was a video game. I actually played the video game, and so I was really excited, but I'm one of those people, I can't watch a TV show.
Until
it's all there. I got to binge it. It is so frustrating to not be able to do that. And so finally, the last episode of The Last of Us came out Sunday. So me and my wife, no bullshit, binged that shit in 2 fucking days. That's why. So... but we do.
Man, you are the coolest.
No, I just can't do it. I can't stop. Once you go, you just like, I'm on the edge of my fucking seat. I need to know what happens. So I did. And I got to say, man, fucking great.
Yeah.
It's really fucking good. I'm not a huge apocalyptic kind of, you know, situation fan, but that was fucking great. That was absolutely cool. So hats off to them. And then after we finished that, I decided to get wrapped up in fucking true crime documentaries of people that were caught on video, like CCTV, where they're like caught in the act of murdering somebody.
Oh, great.
That's how they eventually solved the case.
Holy shit.
It scares the fucking shit out of me now, dude. It really fucking does.
Because you're not a real man.
No.
And that's okay. That's not a bad thing, man. Wow. Your wife tends to, she obviously likes it.
She does. Yeah, we watched a whole bunch.
Try and murder me.
Yeah.
Just fucking try. I don't... Good fucking luck.
Scotty will pick his wife up and use her as a weapon.
Yeah, if I could. Start swinging that bitch around. Oh,
I could.
No.
She's small enough.
It's crazy, dude. People are nuts. But you just don't even know how absolutely insane somebody can absolutely be.
Oh, it's creepy. And
yeah, it's creepy.
It's creepy. There is one where a majority of these cases, for some crazy reason, are at Walmart where you have to know.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, you have to know. That
those
is like.
Those people are in there.
They've got.
That's where they stay. Yeah, they stay in Walmart. There. Yeah, they do.
That's, but it has, there's cameras everywhere at Walmart. They're fucking everywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No bullshit. A crime was fucking solved because of a camera inside of a vending machine. Inside of a vending machine. That's how they caught the motherfucker. But
what
it's
kind of
just
pervert
creepy.
Puts a camera in a vending machine.
No kidding. Apparently. I put mine behind the bathroom mirror like everybody else.
Solve the murder. What do you do? I don't know. But then I also played a
Snickers bar. You gotcha. He's buying a Snickers.
Yeah, no, it's for statistics. You get to see all the fat fucks for the vending machine. That's the whole deal.
It's just Derek over and over.
How many times is Derek going to go buy a candy bar today? My dibs on 5.
I don't really eat candy bars.
I know you really don't.
No.
I would not believe that.
I know you
wouldn't. I mean, I believe you because I know you wouldn't lie about it, but you must eat a lot of other things.
He does.
I believe you'd be surprised.
Oh, damn.
But anyways, last but not least, I played an absolutely horrific game of golf. Yeah. Absolutely terrible. Oh, it was awful.
But it was fun.
Absolutely. Your worst day of golfing is better than the best day at work.
Golf, I just hate after like the 18th hole, they take your ball. I don't like that. That is bullshit.
I hit it in dragon's mouth just like they told me to.
What if I want to play another round? You know, you just took it from me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we would always skip it and go back to the first.
Yeah. But then I forgot to talk about this last week, but the week before, I legitimately played the best round of golf in my life. And it's not like I'm a fucking pro, guys. I shot an 85.
I don't know if that's good. Great. I know it's good for me. I could never do it. And I don't want to do it. Golf is the only sport I don't want to be good at. I love going out and just fucking smacking the ball around.
It's beautiful, yeah.
I know I accidentally said sport, but I also consider bowling a sport.
True. They're both games. Yeah. But no, I did. I shot an 85. I felt like I could go up and just swing and it was going to go right where I wanted to. It was a fucking weird ass feeling, but yes, if you're sub 100, you're an above average golfer. So I
it must be the bindings.
That's what I was going to say. It's
probably the golf bindings.
No bullshit, you were gone. But I had so many people come up to me on the mountain. And go,
he's so excited. Look at him.
Oh man, they're
he's so excited. It's the first thing he said when I walked in last week, bro. You'll never guess how many people asked me about my bindings. I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, no, snowboard season's over.
Now he's got like the bicycle shoes that like clip into the pedals.
Lance Armstrong.
He's like, oh, I gotta go biking.
Yep, that's true.
Walks into the Quick Trip.
I fucking hate those people. They're such jerks.
They really are.
But anyways, that was my week. I am excited to hear how Derek's fun-filled vacation. You speak a Spanish now?
Yeah, I spoke Spanish before I went down there.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. I actually got complimented on my Spanish a lot.
Did you really? Yeah. Nice. Good for you.
A lot. It was broken, but I knew most of the words.
Yeah, you that's communicate.
Good. Yeah, so it's like a Bone Thugs song. You know, I mean, like, I'm getting about every third word, but it...
Mm-hmm.
So...
But yeah, you went to Costa Rica.
Yeah, yeah.
That means rich coast.
Mm-hmm.
You rich motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, fuck both of you, man. Yeah, you guys got all that fucking good money, man.
Yeah, no, I went to New Mexico. I don't have Aspen money.
You didn't go to Old Mexico.
I went to
the new one.
Right.
That's right.
Nice, shiny one.
So how was it? What all did you do? How was it, the whole vacationing thing and flying all that shit?
Well, it started off fantastic. We got there and they lost our luggage.
Fuck yes! My wish happened. That's great. All right.
Yeah, they lost our luggage. And so we got into the hotel. It was pretty cool. Like when we actually, because like with the rental car company, I found it. It's a small local rental car company. There's like 30
of course
cars.
You found you Jew.
No, it was actually pretty expensive. It was actually pretty expensive, but it was the reason.
Buy local. No, I want to support local businesses.
That's where I'm at on
that. That's cool. That's where I'm at on that.
And I didn't realize it was like that until after or whenever we picked up the car.
When we picked it at somebody's house.
Kind of, but you don't understand how it is.
Let me back out. Let me back out the Buick, and then you can have her.
98 Buick, by the way.
Skylark.
Sorry. Anyway.
So the company that I booked was called Zuma, Z-U-M-A, they pick you up from the airport.
Right on.
And then
They will drive you in town, and then you sign all your paperwork, swipe your card, and then our hotel was like a mile from the office, which was great. It was about an hour and a half normal ride from the airport. Okay. So he drove that whole way.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I was worried he was going to leave because it took forever to get through customs. I saw one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in customs. I seen a lady with a hijab and a crop top.
What?
The thing that's supposed to like hide your face.
I was like, what's a hijab? The mean a sex change?
The thing that like hides your face. And then her fucking whole, like the bottom of her tits to the top of her puss.
Right. Wide open. That's fine.
And I'm that's like, okay. What in the fuck is this? The
hijab.
You just can't show your hair, man.
Yeah. Can't show your hair. She was showing the top of it on the downside.
Oh boy. She needed a manscaped.
Yikes. So what they figured, they said it usually takes about 20 minutes to get through customs. It took us about 45. So I'm like emailing them going, hey, don't leave. Like we're still in customs.
There's this hijab bitch in our way. Yeah.
She won't even pick her bag up. She's just scooting it across the floor. And I'm like, okay. So we go to get our luggage and Katie pulls up on the app and it's like, luggage on a different flight. And I'm like, the fuck you say? And so we go to the counter and nobody's helping us. There's like four people back there. They're helping. One guy's helping one group and then nobody else will even look at us. And I'm like, well, this is fantastic. So we're in line for another 30 minutes waiting to get help. And now I'm like, honey, I'm going to go find the rental car guy because he'll probably leave. So I run out. I find him. They were supposed to deliver the luggage the next day. They did. Thank the fuck God. And then I spent a lot of days in the ocean, mainly like swimming around, trying to talk to the sharks to teach them to grow legs to come on land and get Scotty.
No. Fuck that shit.
I did that.
Did anybody try and catch you? There she blows.
God damn.
And then I didn't, I was trying to convince my wife and it did not work. Everybody knows how to say, where's the bathroom in Spanish? Donde esta el baño?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my wife and I'm like, honey, in Costa Rica, it's a little different down here. They say, they have different slang and say things differently. So like, if you need to use the bathroom, you need to say tango que cagar, which if you don't know what that means, that translates to, I have to shit.
And it didn't work.
She wasn't having it.
Yeah, she's not stupid.
She was too privy for that
one. Yeah, that's too bad. So, it would have worked with me.
I didn't know what it meant. I did find out that this was weird to me. We were in the ocean one day, and we're on the boat. We're out. There's like one of the tours we went with. You're on the beach the whole day, and we're on Tortuga Island. It's a small island, and somebody cracked a fart.
Somebody.
It was somebody. Hang
somebody.
On. Somebody cracked a fart.
Somebody.
Because my wife goes, somebody farted. And I'm like, oh, God, yeah. So we got the fuck away. And then like 2 hours later, we're in the ocean. I crack a teeny little fart. And my wife just goes, you farted. Like she knows my brand.
Wow, like,
that was the creepiest thing ever. Mm.
Oh, Jesus.
We went on a monkey tour. I had a monkey actually on my shoulder, on my wife's head. It was pretty cool. We saw a shitload of those.
I don't think you can call them that. I think it's racist, man.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, if you guys are still
Costa Ricans now.
If you guys are still in the 1950s, you go ahead and stay in the 1950s.
Oh, sorry. That's bad.
But that is messed up.
They were Capuchin monkeys.
Oh,
they
were. Those are the ones in Monkey Trouble.
The AIDS monkey.
They were cool. Oh. That's why I like them so much.
Yeah, right.
They were cool.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, JP avoided them.
I hope you didn't fuck any of them.
I did not. They were selling Ronald Reagan t-shirts.
The monkeys were? Yeah. Well, then they definitely would have let you fuck them.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, what do you got a Reagan Bush 84 shirt?
They just got him.
God damn it. You almost killed me over here.
So, God damn. But no, the monkeys were fucking cool as shit. It's funny hearing them like run across the top of the boat, like they were on and shit.
That's cool.
It was awesome. That was one of my favorite things we did.
Right on.
Then we did the island. We went snorkeling. I'd never done that. That was really cool once I figured out how to fucking do it.
Yeah, because if you can't breathe, it's not fun. Yeah. You will pass out and die.
Yeah. So we did that, and then I got to drink a drink out of a coconut and a drink out of a pineapple. I was that guy.
There you go.
You got to be that guy, though.
And then it included free margaritas.
Did you have a little straw hat on and take pictures?
Katie did, yeah.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, okay, there you go.
And then the funny thing to me was, man, before we went, I wanted to buy like a waterproof phone case. So like because like that day that we were on the island, you're going to be, I didn't want to leave my phone because I needed cash, my credit card, my phone. I didn't want to leave that all just sitting in a bag on the beach unattended.
Yeah.
That'd freak me the fuck out.
So you wanted a case that you could take your phone into the water with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I looked at like Academy and like Cabela's and couldn't find shit. So then I found.
But you're a little shop local guy, so.
Found some on Amazon.
Oh.
$8. I'm like, this thing is going to suck.
It'll work.
It worked great.
Seriously?
Really?
Seriously. But the best part about this.
What?
Here's the best part. So, JP, you've worked in restaurants for quite a while.
I have.
And you're kind of one of these. I have bought this phone case, and we get them, and I open it up, and I test it, and it works great. And then I look at the brand name, because it hangs around your neck, and then it sits about chest high, and it's a black case, and in big white bold letters is the brand. JOTO. Hoto. For those of you that don't know that what Hoto means in Spanish, that is a derogatory slang for a homosexual male.
It is.
The actual translation is fag in Spanish. Like, the brand has to know what they're doing, right? It can't just be like, you want to take your phone in the water, you fucking queer? Is that what you want to do? You want to take pictures of the fishes? You want to suck their dicks too? Is that what you want?
Well, it's going to cost you $8. Faggot.
I was just like, you got to be shitting me. So I took a black marker and like crossed it out before
now
we left.
Now it just says ho.
No, it was just blank. Just it matched.
Oh, you did it all.
But then like the third day and the other shit, it washed it all off. So I'm just walking around like it's a goddamn name tag.
All the lady boys were coming up to you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do you have lady boys there?
Not that I saw, no.
Hmm.
That he knew
they're that good. You can't tell.
They are that good. They are that good.
But yeah, Capos was a lot different than Jaco. Jaco has like it's almost like Vegas has a strip. Vegas does. Jaco's kind of like that, just with only two tiny casinos. But lots of bars and restaurants and shops. And then Capos, where we were at, was like, we were up in the jungle. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that's very cool. The pool just looked right out into the jungle. We saw a different kind of monkey out there. Called a squirrel monkey.
Oh, squirrel monkeys are like badass, but they are loud as fuck.
They were like a pound. They're so little. And my wife is like, I see one over there. And I'm like, where? And then all of a sudden the branch right next to us moves. I'm like, fuck, there's one right there. So she goes to take a picture and I'm like, fuck that. There's one right on the roof looking at us. Yeah. And then they ran across and we're just hanging out in the tree. And it's funny watching them lay because they just fucking lay their torso on a branch and then just fucking arms and legs just hanging, just like, fuck it, I'm done for the day.
They're very loud too if you get them going.
Geez. Yeah, they weren't for us, thankfully. Yeah. What was loud was the locusts.
Cicadas. I don't like that.
Oh, it sounded like a fucking tornado siren.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, thank you, please.
I'm actually shocked. There's not very many states that have cicadas. Like Kansas,
really?
Oklahoma, Texas. Yeah,
I'm just used to them here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah, they're fucking them. Loud as
man,
shit.
Man, one got in the house one time.
Oh
fuck me, dude.
Worst.
I was screaming like a little bitch. I was running around.
Kill it! Kill it! Oh, my God! That's the day you found out you were gay. You're like, I can't. No,
that was it. He went like that.
It's the apocalypse. It was just one locust.
Nice. Anything else? I know that's kind of the long one, but.
Yeah, that was my vacation.
That was vacation.
Right on, man. I'm glad you had a good time.
I really am. I'm glad you had a great time.
That's the first vacation where I didn't really do shit.
And that's good.
Usually I'm like, we got to go see this. We got to hit this. I want to go do this.
Sometimes it's nice just to kind of hang out and let it go as it goes. You know what I mean?
That's pretty much what we did.
That's cool.
That's the best. Those are the best, man. They really are.
Like, you want to go back in the ocean? Yeah. Okay, sure. Let's go.
Why not? Let's just go back in the ocean. JP doesn't know what that's like.
No. But I'm here watching the dogs.
It's kind of like a monkey.
We were going to bring you
Hoto.
Back, but I didn't know the rules. They had little weed pipes.
You can bring them back.
I didn't know if you could or not, because you can't bring a rock. So I was like, I don't know if I can bring that back or not.
No, you can bring it back. You just got to put it in your asshole.
And that's not even to get it through the border. That's just how
that's just how I prefer it. Right.
Yeah.
God.
Oh
well, shit. I'm glad everybody made it on their vacation. Everybody had a safe time, and glad to have you back, Derek. Especially right before baseball season kicks off. But yeah, Before we get on to the current events that I got going on, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor, which is manscaped.com.
They still sponsor us,
huh? As of right now.
Okay.
But I'm not going to, they're great products, even if they don't.
No, yeah, they're great products.
Yeah, great products.
I appreciate the shit out of them.
Yeah, especially we need to market it to that one freaking lady that you were talking about that had the freaking hijab with her pubes hanging out. God damn.
Hijab Susan.
And the other thing is it's coming right around that time of a year where it's starting, the grass is starting to grow, so you're going to have to start doing some lawn mowing. And I fucking hate lawn mowing. I hate mowing my lawn.
I have somebody else do mine.
That's right.
I hire that out. Jeffrey does it.
That hoto.
That hoto.
But let me tell you what I like to do. I like to shave my balls using the Lawnmower 4.0. It is an excellent product.
Very nice.
To help keep your balls, dick, and asshole groomed. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a docking station, so you could dock it.
Got to be able to dock it.
That's right, baby. It also has an adjustable LED light, just in case you want to shave your balls in the dark.
Which I do.
You got to pop, lock it, dock it.
Pop, lock it, dock it.
Yeah.
That's right. That is just their flagship product. They do have other products like the Weed Whacker for your nose hair and ear hair. They have a bunch of other products at manscaped.com. Do us a favor and go check them out and use the promo code SIDELINES to get 20% off of your order. That includes 20% off and free shipping. That helps you out, helps us out, and lets Manscaped know that we still kind of like them. Okay. What are you
showing them that phone case? The phone case.
It sure does say
fantastic. It does look like a name tag too. <It's>
the other crazy thing too, sorry, when we got there was I was like, I need a fucking beer. And so the dude was like, oh, we'll pull over at a grocery store or whatever, and you can get some beer. So I go get like a 6-pack of their local beer. And we're driving for like 5 minutes, and he's like, open the beer. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. I said, you can do that here? And he goes, yeah, just as long as you're not the one driving, you can open the beer. I'm like, okay. But I'm going to be driving this car in like 45 minutes.
He's like, fuck it.
So I'm like,
you're not driving now.
Yeah, he's like, well, you're going to buy our insurance now.
Yeah. Right. Open the beer. I dare you.
Yeah, so we fucking split a sixer.
Good deal.
He stopped off and looked at the bridge with all the crocodiles. He let us do that, too.
No, nice. Fuck that. No.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's another thing I'm terrified of.
We're doing that when I'm going to New Orleans in October.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Hey, vacation for JP.
There you
I have to go somewhere like New Orleans, but it's cool, JP's man. He's like,
will you come over and watch my pod?
You went to Costa Rica. Yeah, you went to Costa Rica. I'm going to New Orleans. It's basically the same thing.
That's pretty better. Much, yeah. That's better than New
Mexico.
Oh,
it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be an awesome time.
But, yeah.
Are you going during Mardi Gras?
October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're doing the whole gator wrestling thing, dude. I'm gonna wrestle one of them bitches.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Alligator maybe. Salty? No. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Going for it, baby.
If I've learned anything from South Park, you gotta stick your thumb in his butthole.
You gotta stick your thumb in his butthole.
Shit.
That's what South Park taught me.
That's true.
That's not the only thing they taught you.
They taught you a lot more. But anyways, let's move on to some current events. I did have to bring this up, and I didn't talk about it on my week, but I was forced over this last weekend to watch something that I never watched before but joke about all the fucking time.
The video Your Conception?
No. Yeah. No, I know. I watch that voluntarily. I do that on the weekends. But no, this... yeah, what?
He thinks his mom has a hot puss.
What? That's gross.
My dad's got great balls.
Man, I'll tell you what.
That's where I get my dick from. But no,
dad's balls.
Anyways, no, I had I went golfing with a buddy, and we come home, and his wife's mom is in town, and my wife is over there, and they are super apparently into watching the fucking Oscars. I didn't know people do this. Like people want to watch the Oscars.
My people.
I'm sure.
Love it.
I'm sure they do.
I don't watch it.
I can't. I've never wanted to watch. It's such a bunch of bullshit. Like the fans don't even vote. Like whoever wins the award is actually from like some Academy bullshit, and that's who votes. All right.
It's like the NFL.
Yep. But it wasn't the actual
Jews
like,
and gays. They control everything in Hollywood.
It wasn't the actual show. It was
Kanye
it was,
West, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Sure. I mean, that's where I heard it.
Right.
That's where I heard it first.
No, but they weren't even watching the actual presentation of the Oscars. This was the red carpet bullshit. Oh, it's
the best part.
Oh, my God.
I
really legitimately thought it was just a huge joke of, oh, my God, you look fabulous. What are you wearing? No, that's exactly what they fucking say.
I think it's who are you wearing? And then that was supposed to be.
Yeah, who are you wearing? Yeah, exactly. and it's just, oh my God, this bitch looked like she
Derek
had a
Alders. Yeah. Just, I got him draped yeah. around yeah. me.
I'm wearing starter and Jordan on my feet.
That's right. Yeah. But no, this bitch looked like she was wearing her fucking comforter off of her bed. I'm just like, really?
Dude, that I get want, I want here. Comforter dress money.
Like, yeah.
Where I can just dress in my comforter and be like, yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm fly.
God, it's such a
I want that kind of money.
Fucking joke. But after I watched that, I was actually kind of happy that I did. When it was all said and done, there was one gal, and I can't remember her fucking name. Yeah, I can't remember her name. Son of a bitch.
Broad.
She was, yeah, better. There's you some broad. Well
broad.
So, I'm sorry. That's I apologize. Better. Some broad that, she just was in front of the camera everywhere. She was wearing this purple dress, and she was in Wakanda forever.
Angela Bassett.
That's it. And she was
that broad.
She was trying to get in front of every camera. Or she just
it must have worked.
She just knew that she was going to win the I think it's Best Supporting Actress award.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't watch, but I found out the very next day that she lost, and I was like, "Oh fuck, that's awesome." But I found out there was video evidence of her reaction of not winning said award, and it's fucking great.
She is not happy, huh?
Not happy.
That's awesome.
Everybody stood up, and I can't remember who won, and I don't care, but there's a video that kind of stays on her, and she is the only one in that bitch that did not stand up and clap.
Something happened like that at the Grammys. Oh, it was Beyonce.
Oh, perfect.
With, what's his name? One, you know.
Like Sam Smith or something?
No. Gayer.
Oh, God. Wow. Lil Nas X?
Gayer.
Eminem?
No, he used okay. to... I can't think of his name.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
Anyway, but, Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But no, if you get a chance, look that
dude,
up.
Dude, you got to look that
I will Beyonce too.
One.
Will,
I bet it's it. Very similar. Oh, yeah, dude.
I was so...
her whole entourage stood up around her like, here we go. We're going to go accept the award. And they said, Harry Styles, dude. Her whole face just cracked what off. It was
wrong?
Awesome.
What is
dude.
Wrong with this? There is some level of loving, awesome. Loving people like feel just
yeah,
bad.
You, because then you're like, fuck yeah,
yeah.
I feel better than them.
No shit. Like
now,
I know there's at least one human being on this planet I feel better than.
Uh huh.
That's how I can watch the comedy contest every year now.
Oh shit.
I'm like, I'm gonna watch 10 people at least be just pissed.
Yeah. Pissed.
I
oh
mean, well, and then to move on, I guess, like, I think the last time that anybody paid this much attention at the fucking Oscars was last year, whenever Will Smith smacked
slapped
the
shit
out
of Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
I wanted to see what was going to happen again.
I was kind of scared. But it turns out that Chris Rock came out with his new Netflix
man.
Special. Did you watch it?
I watched that part of it.
I haven't watched any of it.
I watched that part of him basically...
Right.
Saying what a bitch Will Smith is. Dude, and it was fucking fucking really good.
Oh, I need to watch
I don't know about the rest of it because I haven't sat down and watched it yet because I'm busy bowling and smoking weed.
Yeah.
That part of it was good. That 5 minutes that I saw was
it's
fucking
Chris,
great.
It's Chris Rock.
Yeah,
kind of he has his own style.
For sure
he repeats
does.
The words over and over again, but no, it's very good. It's not Bigger, Blacker, and Uncut. It's not that good.
Bigger, Blacker, Better.
Huh?
I think it's Bigger, Blacker, Better.
Oh, was it Bigger, Blacker, Better? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. That one was by far my favorite one of his, and it was
well,
phenomenal.
We know how you like it now.
Sure, thanks, man. But no, it was. Yeah. I thought it was good, but cool. apparently, Will Smith is not happy and is offended
Smith,
by the jokes made towards him on Chris Rock's special.
Poor guy, he's got it rough.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You smacked him in front of millions of people
he's
watching.
Like, did it hurt? Did it hurt?
Fuck
yeah,
like, it hurt.
Yeah, it hurt.
God damn it. The entitlement of, like, to even
insane.
Say that you're offended, or, and I think Jada said something along the lines of, oh, Chris Rock, he's just obsessed. No, bitch, you fucking embarrassed him on national television.
Yeah, man, your turn.
And then you
know he's a comedian.
Yeah,
that's your own fucking
that's
fault.
That's your own fucking
fault. You deserve
fault.
Everything you're about to get.
Oh, for
that
sure.
That would be like if he went up and smacked Eminem, and then Eminem wrote a song about it, and be like, he just needs to get over it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I can't believe
he
wrote
a
song about it. Yeah,
Jesus
exactly, you Christ. Fucking moron.
What's he doing writing a diss track about my bald head?
No, the best joke Chris Rock said was he watched Emancipation just so he could watch Will Smith get whipped.
Yes. Yes,
I saw that, and I
went. He goes, I was just rewinding, fast forwarding, rewinding fast. Yeah,
like, oh damn, he went there.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. And I bet you know what?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm sorry, I don't mean.
But I'm definitely going to check it out now.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
I was going to. I was overseas when it came out.
Yeah, dude, it's definitely good.
True. It's definitely worth your time. It was awesome, and I'm glad he had every right to take as many verbal shots at Will Smith and Jada that he. Could for sure. Think of. So they just need to get over that shit. But anyways, moving on to some, I guess we can talk a little bit about football, even though Derek is kind of rebelling against the sport. There's a lot of player movement going on right now. By the time this episode comes out, I think Aaron Rodgers may be a New York Jet. They're doing a lot of things to try to make sure he goes there. I think they picked up Alan Lazard.
Well, they gave him a whole fucking – he gave them a whole list of players that were free agents that he wants. That if they want him, he wants this.
And they're trying.
Fucking idiots.
I just
– like fuck LeBron. Aaron Rodgers, dude.
That is LeBron James.
It kind of is. You're kind
of
right.
He's the LeBron James of fucking
he kinda football. He kind of is.
Except he's not as good. He thinks he is.
Yeah, LeBron James is a way better football player.
Way better. It's not even close.
That's funny. But no, I think that's going to probably happen. I saw today that Darren Waller got traded to the Giants.
Yeah.
So that's it's like they fucked up with Evan Ingram, and then they were like, oh, wait a minute.
Double down.
We need to get a tight end we know is actually good.
Right.
And it looks like Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be going to Las
Vegas.
Which
I love.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked. Like, I have no dog in the fight for the next few years, so I'm excited to see Derek Carr and to see Jimmy and to see what they do with those teams, because I think they're a better fit with the teams that they're with now than they have ever been with another organization, so I'm excited to see what they can do.
I don't disagree with you at all. I really don't.
As long as the Chiefs don't fucking win again, I don't care what happens.
And that's the sick and twisted fucking thing, is all of these free agents stars.
Of course they want to play for the Chiefs, right?
DeAndre Hopkins, Adam Thielen got released by the Minnesota Vikings, so now it's like, hey, I'm over here, and it's like, I want to win a Super Bowl. It's like, god damn it, everybody just wants to go play there.
Dude, it's the same way, you know, that's when Tom Brady was still playing.
I know.
They want to play for fucking Tom Brady. Who could blame him?
Fucking
If I played football, I'd want to fucking play with Patrick Mahomes.
I know. I agree.
Hands down, 100%, there is no better quarterback.
Yeah, if you don't win, the refs will get there for you.
Oh, exactly. God. Dude. Shit.
Exactly. But no, in a team that is in an extremely excellent position, traded away the number one pick, traded down. So they could get, I believe, number four, if I remember correctly?
Hmm.
The Bears.
Oh, they traded, I think, with Carolina.
Yeah, they traded with Carolina. Carolina's now going to get the number one pick, and they still get like the number four, number
nine.
Five. Nine?
Nine, I think.
Which is fine. They got a lot for it. They got DJ Moore, who's, I think,
trash.
I think he's a great wide receiver, but they get a shitload of other picks in the next like 4 years. So go for it.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
They've got the face of their organization.
Man, I'll tell you what, they're going to be good someday.
Justin Fields.
Yeah, right? No, they're not.
Yeah.
They've had their time.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it doesn't matter. It's just weird Derek not getting involved in football. It's just fucking weird. He actually thinks it's a legitimate like scandal.
The fix is in.
The fix is in, baby.
Talk to me in October, dude. Anyways, but we are coming up on March Madness. First year, I will honestly say, haven't watched a fucking basketball game all year round. And I don't think I will ever again. I don't.
Oh, do you think it's rigged like I do?
No, I don't think it's rigged. I don't think it's rigged. I do not like the transfer portal. I don't like the way that they have it. It's awful. It's awful for the game. You can't fall in love with players.
You're 100% right. You cannot love a team for more than a year or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they'll be gone.
Everybody's leaving. Right. I couldn't
believe how many seniors and juniors that
Gonzaga,
North Carolina had on their fucking team this year. How long they've been playing together. And then they missed the tournament on top of it. That's rough.
When you've
been playing as a unit for 3 or 4 years and then you can't even make the fucking tournament, that's tough.
The team that always has a shitload of seniors, though, is always Gonzaga. They always somehow keep those kids there.
They still got Drew Timmy.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, that guy's like 60.
Timmy!
Come on! Speaking of
South Park. How old is that fucking dude?
That's the
dude with the crazy mustache.
63.
Yeah, right.
He's 63 years old.
He's 2 years older than
he still
coach.
Hasn't declared his major, so he can play.
No, but like honestly, this was the very first year I didn't watch Selection Sunday at all. I haven't watched a single basketball game. I'm done with it. I'm just done.
Too much.
LeBron killed.
They say that guy's 22. There ain't no fucking way.
That dude is definitely fucking.
He's in his 40s.
Not 22.
Right? Yeah.
That guy probably wears New Balances on the court.
For sure.
New Balances.
He's got
jean shorts and then a Gonzaga jersey.
With a Gonzaga fanny pack as well.
Yeah.
So, all of you guys who love March Madness, I hope you have a great time. I'm not going to participate this year. But I think probably the coolest and most important thing over the last week that I have really gotten into and actually been paying attention.
Wichita State Fire and Isaac Brown.
I saw that, too, but I'm okay with that, too.
Did you see the meme that came out?
Greg Garshall.
Meg Garshall, yeah, and it has Greg Marshall with the mustache, dude. That's awesome.
No, I'm kind of going against Wichita State right now. They just kind of pissed me off. But the actual thing that I've been paying attention to is the World Baseball Classic. I fucking love that shit.
I'm not interested.
Why? It's great. Team USA is actually fucking stacked.
I root against the USA all the time.
Okay, that's fine. But you got even Canada has Freddie Freeman on it.
I still just not interested in the World
Baseball.
I don't
know who that is.
It's great. Essentially the Olympics, and I don't like the Olympics.
Right up your alley, by the way, just so you know. But fantastic. No, it's excellent. You got all of these guys, and it's kind of funny because it's like some of these players that are playing for like Korea or Japan. It's like, no, I'm not from there, but my mom is from there, so I guess I can kind of play for them.
Your mom's Japanese?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's turning Japanese. I really think so. But anyways, yeah, I'm excited for that. The coolest part, I think, or the funniest part about it is what? Well, I'm sorry. Did I not give myself one?
I didn't think it warranted one, but I guess if that's what you think that look was about, then by God, hit it again.
Yeah.
Sorry to deal with this thing, JP. What is that on the bottom?
Careful. JP's trying to get a
feet. I've never seen one with feet.
Look at that, though. There's like brown shit on it.
Oh, I can't talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
That happened last week.
The funniest part about the WBC actually was the jerseys for Great Britain. Did you see those?
No.
It looks like a fucking.
We didn't see any.
It looks like a Word file. Like just printed across, and they were falling off. Letters were falling off of their jersey. It's like,
nice.
Jesus Christ, on a fucking rating of 1 to 1776. How shitty are these fucking uniforms? And we beat the piss out of them, so that was fine. But yeah, that's all my sports. That's all my news. That's all my shit.
We're
done with it.
And we're moving on.
Moving on. That's right. We are going to go to an old classic of ours, which I like. This is called Overrated or Underrated. But yeah, guys, if you have any suggestions for
the first one, I just read it.
No. We're gonna make that one last.
Of course, because that's what you do. You just skip
that's right.
Around.
I move around. Okay. Yeah, keep you on your toes. But anyways, guys, if you have any suggestions for any of these segments, you can send them to us at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram.
These are all the same thing.
Kind of.
They all work together.
They kind of do.
Yeah, every last one of them.
I know. But we're going to go with the very first overrated or underrated. So, overrated or underrated, hiking.
Overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Since about the time I got my car. Why the fuck would you want to hike somewhere?
That's how gay guys would hitchhiking, JP.
No, we're not. That it doesn't say hitchhiking.
Oh, my bad.
It says just regular ass hiking, like fucking putting on special shit and fucking walking up a mountain. Oh boy, yeah, fuck that. No.
Yeah, it's 100% overrated. Yeah, fuck man. That. I am so tired of it. Get some skis or a snowboard. Go down that way. It's way better.
I have some friends that do that shit, like hike up mountains and shit.
Get
and I'm like. And they're posting pictures and they're all healthy looking. Good for you.
Yeah,
go fuck yourself.
That's fine. Same thing with like mountain climbing. Same shit.
Same deal.
Same shit. Yeah. It's the same shit. Yeah. How about you, Derek?
Underrated.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he can't do it.
I fucking kind of went hiking while we were in Costa Rica.
That's true. Good call.
Okay. So I saw some amazing fucking shit. And when we were in the national park, it was absolutely fucking incredible. So. Yeah, I'm going to go underrated. I saw sloths.
Derek's a whole new man. He's got this positive outlook. Look at him. He's smiling.
He's smiling?
He's got a little glimmer in his
eye.
Still
hates football, though.
Still hates football.
Yeah. I am life in general.
in general, but that's a given.
Yeah. All right, next one. Overrated or underrated, cockfighting.
JP, what you're going to have to clarify for
you. Yeah, I need to know what you mean by cockfighting.
take it how you like.
I think he means like. I think he means like. You remember that pencil game you played as a kid?
Yeah.
You remember that pencil game you played as a kid with the whole? Yeah. But with dicks.
Oh yeah, that's what we do. We. Yeah, yeah.
We whoever's dick breaks first loses.
We dock them together and then. Yeah. In that case, yeah. I would say super underrated, and I'm surprised they don't show it on ESPN yet.
No, chickens fighting each other.
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very overrated, man.
Really?
Because fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, why that poor fucking animal didn't fucking do nothing to you, and
they
now you're going to
kill them
both. That's great.
They make Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You're no, like, that's not how it happens.
You like Popeyes?
Man. No, I don't like chicken in general because have you seen those fucking the conditions that
the cockfighters live in?
The cockfighters live in, dude.
They got a belt.
All they do is cock and fight.
That's right. No. But they get to carry on.
I don't
the
like
belt.
Animal cruelty, and for me, that's animal cruelty.
Okay, fine. I think it's underrated. Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. So I'll fucking throw you in a pen with about four of them, and then we'll see how fucking underrated you think it is.
Nope, I'm good.
My a buddy of mine in high school, his dad actually raised them.
Oh, for cockfighting.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Big motherfucking chickens.
Oh my god, dude. Uh-huh.
How about you there, Derek?
Overrated. I'm kind of along the same line as JP. That's fucking horrible. The only thing I want to see get hurt animal-wise is a cat.
Now, strap some fucking claws on a cat, like little fucking
razor blades
on a cat, and let them go at it.
I'm in there. But yeah, chickens, nah, that's kind of mean.
All
right,
fine.
Definitely not dogs, because I like to play football.
Yeah, Air Bud.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways,
and basketball.
And basketball. Basketball and baseball, really.
Really,
pretty much any sport. Yep. There's no rules
to
say
the donkey's a field goal kicker, remember?
Right. Yeah. All right, next one. Overrated or underrated foreplay?
What's that?
I prefer at least five, but four's cool too.
Oh my god, that's weird. I'm sorry. This is way underrated. Foreplay is
way underrated.
It's way underrated.
Way underrated.
It's the buildup.
It's the best.
It's the best. It's like you're having
until
fun.
You're married for like 3 years and then
I'm at nine. I'm right. Still good.
No, you're still doing foreplay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, because it's a buildup. I mean, it's either like whenever you come, it's either like or it's just like fucking hitting the fucking ceiling kind of shit. Yeah, man.
Fucking ain't right.
Foreplay is where it's at. It's underrated.
I agree.
Underrated. How about you, Derek?
Overrated.
Okay, you.
Get in, get out. I got shit to do. I don't have time for this shit. I got to get to a stupid podcast.
Come here and suck my dick quick, bitch. You got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Get it
over
with.
Make me come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's kind of foreplay itself.
Take my seed.
Take my seed. And I don't want to see you spitting it out this time.
Yeah.
You swallow.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Farting and walking away. Tell us about it, Derek.
Way underrated.
Way under?
Yeah, way underrated. That is the best thing. Especially because your wife knows your brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's the only one that's going to know, so it's kind of like a nice inside joke when you're in public.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's this. And I can't, for those of you that don't know, I can't belch.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, so whenever I drink a bunch of beer, it's got to go somewhere, and it comes out of my ass. And... Huh. Oh, boy, does it smell. Oh,
if you have to poop.
Great.
No, if I'm drinking, it smells.
Okay.
Yeah, if I have to poop or if I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't poop and I drink a lot before I come over here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I just shit my pants right here. That's why you had to trade me stools.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Burns a fucking hole through the one he's got. So
this one feels weird.
Yeah, this one's seasoned, Jim.
This one smells like poop.
I'll take the skid-marked one.
Yep. This is way underrated. There is nothing like getting... on an elevator, riding it up to your floor, and an Otis, of course, as always.
An Otis.
You got to be on an Otis.
You got to be. Yep. I wouldn't take it if it wasn't.
And like two floors before you get off on your floor,
just let it go.
Let it fucking go. And
let
then
it go.
There's nothing let better than you. You see the doors open up, you walk out, and there's somebody there waiting to get on. Oh, it's fucking awesome. Underrated.
Another great thing is whenever you're in the car with your wife and you guys get home and you crack one off and then shut the door. And then when you guys go in to leave like a little bit later, like a couple hours later, and it's still in there.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
That's always
that's when you need to see a doctor.
Something is dead inside of you.
Something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Did you say underrated, JP?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, underrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. I fart really loud, so I can't get away with
it. Yeah, it's fucking you
know? That's the best kind of fart and walk away.
No, I mean just like fucking. And then, no, I mean like when I, if I was in the elevator and I farted, people would be like, oh, they'd be fucking hitting the deck. Like fucking some shit just went haywire.
Like it's a goddamn flashbang
grenade. Yeah, like something, yeah. Yeah. People wandering around all fucking dazed and confused. It's not good, man.
It's a meme.
It is not good.
Oh,
the
shit.
Power with which it comes out of me.
Gary, is that yeah. you, Gary?
I blew a guy's dick off once.
That was foreplay.
Yeah, that was foreplay.
Yeah.
Also
known
underrated.
Also known as
cockfighting.
And slang terminology for hiking.
Right, well, you got to hike to get there.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
Hiked up his ass and ripped one out. Hike up one cheek and...
Oh, shit. All right.
Down the other one.
Last one. Overrated or underrated? Spanking your children.
Beat their ass. If you don't, I'll do it for you.
I was just getting ready to say, what if it's spanking other people's children? It's way more fun.
Yeah, I'll do both.
If you don't,
that's
we
the
will.
Only reason I have to hand. I have to, if any time that I'm around kids that are like under 18, I have to hand out paperwork, and that's one
awkward.
Of the reasons. It's
yeah. I
underrated.
It's way underrated. I can't believe that it doesn't happen. And I know this is a parenting fucking thing. I'm not gonna, you know, knock you for whatever you do, but I remember whenever my other family, my best friend, I would go over to his house, and I mean belts were involved, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, dude, I got the belt. I'm old enough. We got the belt.
Mama Lori wasn't fucking holding it back too, and my mom gave her permission. If he gets out of line, you have every.
No, and see, that's badass. That's such a thing with our parents or even, you know, grandparents. Yeah. When you went to stay the night somewhere, the first thing my mom did was get on the phone with the parents and be like, look, if that little asshole gets out of line, you have my permission to just whack the fuck out of him.
Absolutely.
You do not put up with that. You know what I mean? Yeah, sure.
It was fucking weird. My mom had like a fucking like paddle that looked like a cricket mallet. That's nice. What she used. But no, Mama Lawyer. Or Mama Lori. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's fucking worse. But belt was way
belt
worse.
Belt was bad.
Mama Lori and the belt was fucking worse.
Many a bruises, many a welts, many a... Oh, yeah. I got the belt a lot.
And it wasn't your butt.
No,
it was back.
Wherever. Yeah, because as soon as I turned to run, he'd just start fucking swinging, man. Yep. Yeah.
I can tell you right now, Mama Lori in the belt, one time. That's all it took.
No.
I'm out.
I wish it was only one time.
Well, you like that.
I started to kind of like it.
That's it. That's what
I
was
saying. I got the spoon.
Ooh,
yeah. My grandma used a wooden spoon.
Well, my mother stopped with the wooden spoon because she kept breaking them.
So she got a metal
one. Went to the Rubbermaids.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear somebody stir lemonade in my ass.
Those actually, those have like the same, like kind of like a golf club. They have that flex.
Oh, yeah.
And then, bam!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a motherfucker. When we moved as a child, when we moved when I was like 12, she found like 9 spoons. Because I hit
because
them
you
all
hit them
over
all.
The fucking house.
Yeah. And that bitch ain't going to whip me again.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your macaroni. That's stir right. it with something else.
Pampered chef can kiss my ass.
All right. Well, that is overrated or underrated, and we are moving right along to a new segment. I like this one. This is called What Would You Do? I'm going to put you in a situation. You can tell me what you do.
All right.
So what would you do? First one, your boss texts you on your day off.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
It happens all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you respond?
I do whatever she asks, and then fucking I go on about my day because she takes really good care of me, and I love my boss.
God, are we all that way, I think? I'm going to say, like...
I'll do whatever she wants, man.
I'm kind
of... Day off, it doesn't matter.
I have 3 bosses, so there's a group of them, but if any of those 3 guys text me, or even the owner texts me, I'm fucking responding to that.
Yeah, my boss is the owner, too, so
And that's cool, yeah. I've got tears and shit, but and they will. They'll text me on my days off, ask me questions.
All
hey,
the
what
time,
you doing?
Man.
You want to go out for a beer after work, something like that? Oh, yeah, I'm answering. Absolutely, 100%. How about you, Derek?
Yeah, we're closed anyway, so I don't give a shit. Like, what do you want?
Beer?
Yeah, why are you texting me?
Right?
Some people would be like, ah, fuck that guy, I'm out. But nope, not us. We obviously have cool bosses.
Yeah.
All right, next one. What would you do? You have 24 hours.
It's bigger than I thought it would be.
Okay. You have 24 hours to live. What would you do?
Justin Bieber.
Okay. What? That's it? That's gonna how you're going to wrap it up?
I swear to God, if you're listening, if I could just fuck Justin Bieber one time, I would drop dead the drop minute dead after, and I would be away. So happy.
He's damn near paralyzed.
Yeah, so almost. You know. Fell off of a hobby horse.
Yeah, that happens.
I know.
Shit happens.
It does.
Hobby horsing is no joke.
It is not. It's dangerous.
It is.
Fucking psychos.
I saw you posted.
I know, yeah, I did. I saw that. We kept, thank you for all of you guys sending that to me, because it was fucking funny. Dude, if I had 24 hours to live, I know I just got back from there, but that is my heaven. Being at the top of a mountain, I'm snowboarding all fucking day. Don't care. That's my shit. So that's mine. Derek?
Well, I'm going to get together with all my nieces and nephews. And about 23 hours and 50 minutes in, and then I'm going to play the most insane game of hide and seek ever, and I'm hiding, and God. I'm going to find the best spot, and if you don't find me, you will smell me eventually.
Oh, yeah.
So that is what I'm doing. I am playing an epic game of hide and go seek.
Hide in the refrigerator.
We could play hide and go seek right now.
And, I will. You guys count to 10.
I guarantee you'll win.
Yeah, you guys go. Yeah. You guys count to 10.
I play like I play with my nieces and nephews. Yeah. Okay, you guys hide. I'll come seek you. As soon as they run away, I'm back on the fucking Xbox. Oh,
for yeah. sure. Next one. You get walked in on doing the dirty. What would you
do? Has happened.
It has happened to me too.
Dude. So yeah, so I was at my mom's.
Was it when you were younger, when you were fucking a girl, or?
Oh older? No, it was a dude.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, dude, yeah. So
that's how she found out.
My mom lives a block and a half from the old Fantasy Club.
Fantasy
from the club.
It was a gay bar.
It's a gay bar.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Block and a half. So I meet a guy out there one night and whatever, and I'm
takes
like,
him back. He's like, I just want to take some photographs.
I'm fucking drunk, and I'm like, man, my sister is not home right now. I know that, and let's just go back to my mom's house. I was like, it's fucking a block and a half away. We don't have to fucking drive that far. Okay, he's in, and I mean, we are mid fuck. And of course, I didn't call. It's fucking 2:30. Quarter to three, I didn't call or text or anything. Hey, mom, I'm going to be at the house. You know, don't open the door. You might see me fucking another dude. So she opens the door thinking maybe my sister had come home or something. And I have never seen an old woman run as fast as she ran. I fucking jumped up and I threw a fucking blanket around me and I'm like, mom, mom. And she is fucking running to the opposite side, gets to her room. Runs in the room, slams the door. I'm like, mom, I'm knocking on the door. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. She goes, I don't want to fucking talk about it, Jason. You know, fucking. And dude, we never did again. Oh. It never even got brought back up. Like, to this day, that was it.
Until this story goes viral.
Until this story, dude. Oh, man. I mean, and it's bad enough if your mom walks in and you're fucking a girl and you're a dude. But when she walks in and you're balls deep in another dude, that is something you cannot unsee. Oh, man.
It has also happened to me, and I'm not going to lie, I froze. I froze, and it
there was. Well, I remember.
It was, yeah. Yeah. it was
JP grabbed a towel and chased his mom down. I was the one that had to run around,
yeah.
I had the younger Catholic school girlfriend whose mom is very religious, and her daughter is very horny.
Yeah.
And we thought they had left, and we're downstairs doing the dirty, and she walked in with her daughter on top of me.
There's Scotty, dude, just frozen just in his frozen, helmet.
Dude. I yeah. just, like, I, what do you do? I mean, you're
hope she hits you in the head because you have your helmet on.
No, you finish is what you do. Oh, and so that's do. What, man, no, just I'm just it. Kidding. No, it was.
Did she start throwing Bibles at you and shit?
She basically. Was, oh yeah, man, Puerto Rican lady. Oh no, it was bad.
Ooh, I'm surprised you didn't get your dick cut
shot.
Off.
Shot, yeah,
for real.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
They don't fuck around.
You just
man.
Getting sandals thrown at his head. Yeah, flip flops. Just
we definitely don't talk anymore. I can tell you that right I now. Bet. So yeah, I froze. That's what I did. Derek,
what's the question again?
You get walked right. in on doing the dirty. Ow. What would you do?
I said, wait your turn.
There you go.
Did Derek ever tell you the time I accidentally was, well, I got really fucked up and accidentally kind of walked into his bedroom while Derek was trying to.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was one of the nights where I got super, super drunk at your house. That's a lot of times. But we ended up staying the night over there, and somehow you told me that I kind of somehow was in your bedroom for some reason.
I know you were in our bedroom at one point. And yeah, you said I forgot that.
Yeah, and you were trying to.
Sleep yet?
Yeah.
Hey, is she asleep yet? Come on. Let's go.
Shit.
Yeah. Fucking somehow I ended up in your bedroom. Yeah. Next thing you know, I had your dick down my throat. I don't know how it happened. I guess I was sleep sucking. Yeah, okay, man.
All right. That's awesome. Next one. You're alone in a forest, and then you come face to face with a bear. What do you do?
I ask him if he thinks the NFL is rigged.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
And even he knows it's not.
Depends. It could be Brian Urlacher. It could be Richard Dent.
It could be any of them.
Lance Briggs, Willie Gault. I don't know.
I have been told you play dead for
some. Nope. That's not what you do,
on
man. For
brown bears, you play dead. You get in the field position. Black bears, on the other hand, you
try to scare them, puff up. You puff That's up. That's what I was going to say, man.
Yeah, you try to appear like, as bring big it, as bear. Possible. Yeah.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, bears. Like, okay, you've heard the people that are like saying, who would win in a fight between like a silverback gorilla or a bear? It's a fucking bear, and it's not even close. Bears are fucking ridiculous animals.
Dude, I would fucking gut it, and then I would sleep inside of it. Like
a bear?
Yeah. That's what I would do if I came face to face with it.
Okay, sure. When that happens, I want you to tell a bear, hold on a second. Let me call my buddy Scotty. I'm going to video this. That's what you got
to
do.
Yeah, no problem.
You're actually supposed to run downhill.
Oh, yeah? In a zigzag pattern.
Well, yeah, if you run downhill like that, like because they're top roll, heavy, they're going to roll. Yeah,
that's smart.
Oh, that is kind of smart.
Hopefully, so you're not in Kansas because it's going
to... Yeah, you're fucked.
By the time you get to a hill, it's going to have you.
Yeah.
You can watch your dog run away for days.
Yeah.
But no, I did not realize this either. Like how...
They can climb trees.
No.
They like picnic baskets. Okay,
do you know how bloodthirsty polar bears are?
Oh, yeah?
They don't... Like Coca-Cola fucked it up for a whole bunch of people, making them look all sweet and cuddly. Bullshit.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was like doing some kind of research in a clear plexiglass like deal that he was sitting in and just observing on a fucking glacier piece of ice. And this fucking polar bear just kept on getting closer and closer, like jumping ice like things.
Yeah.
And he was like trying to get into that plexiglass. Looks like he's just trying to, trying to figure it out. Just kind of curious. No,
they're very smart too.
They are trying to fucking eat you. They can smell you from miles away. Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm terrified when it comes to bears.
All right.
Last one. What would you do? You're invited to go on the first commercial trip to outer space. What would you do?
I am pulling my dick out and jacking off so I can see floating jizz. I would just... And I want to see JP try to catch it on his tongue.
And then I would be like Pac-Man. And I would hope to hit the power pellet.
God. That's fucked. I wouldn't go. I'm not going. I said you're invited. You're not in it already. If you're in it already, I'm losing my fucking mind. A mind is blown by that point. I've heard people that see it for the first time and they're like, this is not real. This is fucking fake as shit.
So. Yeah, and you think I'm dumb because I think the NFL's rigged.
Oh no, it's like a fucking it's only an experience like a handful of people have ever experienced.
True,
it's
I would totally nuts. Go. It'd be awesome.
You'd be fucking high as hell going too.
I sure would.
That launch.
I'd be smoking nightmare. The whole way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And with Elon Musk, you could do it.
And Snoop Dogg.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. SpaceX. Me,
Snoop Dogg, Elon Musk. We're going to space,
for
baby.
For sure. All right. Well, that is what would you do? Again, if you guys have any suggestions, send them to us at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram. If you don't already follow us on Instagram, do that because TikTok don't like us right now. But we're going to move on to questions and preguntas. We're going to start off with the first question. This is a question from a listener. This is from Jeff Friedman. He wants to know, what is something a person does that is an immediate red flag?
I'm going to say whenever we make jokes and shit on here all the time, but when someone that I don't really know immediately tries to make like a racist comment expecting me to go along with it,
mm-hmm.
that's
a good one.
That fucking, Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, because it sucks that they know you're racist. It sucks that they have you figured out that fast. You don't know. You like to be a little more mysterious.
No, like today I had a guy, they were talking about like the FDIC, about the banks closing and shit. And
yeah.
Like, well, those guys got all their money back. They're too busy trying to figure out what gender people are. And the wife's like, oh, Harold. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you guys, I don't even want to help you guys. Oh, like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, you're right. The guy, the bar joke, that actually happened.
Yeah, bar jokes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I hate that for shit, sure. Man. Like, when they just look at me, they're like, oh, that guy for sure. I had that happen at the job I'm at. Like, I don't know how many days in a row, like, one lady was talking about, asked what Juneteenth was and why we were closed, and I told her, and she's like, well,
that's
we'll get so-and-so back in, and they'll fix all that. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then, like, a week later, right after Russell Wilson got that deal, and the guy's got a Denver shirt on, and I said something about, hey, you know, you guys got Russell Wilson. Are you excited? And he's like, ah, they shouldn't have paid that. And he dropped the end bomb and goes, all that money. Boy. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
you know what I mean.
I'm going to go over here. Like, I don't know.
It's so, and we should probably expect it more being
in Kansas,
that we live where we live. But it's such a shock in this day and age, people can still be that fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't that fucking ignorant. Hear that.
Like, the it's
first,
crazy.
Yeah, the first time I'm like, I didn't hear that.
And then
he said it again, and I was like, okay, I heard that.
I live on another planet. I have to live on. I don't experience any of this,
dude. I don't know how.
Nowhere.
I literally have heard people screaming out of their car windows at people walking down the street.
I live N-words. In a different world.
There was some Arabian guys that were standing outside a Quick Trip one time, and two cars that passed by
maybe
were yelling racial slurs and go back to your country, you towelhead son of a bitch. And this and that. I'm like, dude, how is that even fucking possible?
Dude, I don't know. I don't get it. I definitely don't get it. But like, I don't experience it ever. I went to a public school where it was like 50-50. All my best friends are black guys. Like, I don't ever see it. And it's like, I don't.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we know you're lying.
We've been friends. Yeah, Spud, me and you are my best friends, and we've been friends since we were 6 and 7 years old.
You just don't have friends.
And if we talked to either one of them, they would confirm the whole like friend Scotty story.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So I don't know. Scotty? I just don't get it. So
what's he look like? Let me see a picture of him.
Red flag for me, really, this is a telltale sign that somebody's an absolute douchebag if they leave a shitty tip.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If they leave a shitty tip.
Well, then let me be the one to assure you there are a lot of douchebags running around this city.
That's right. But even if you get shitty service, you should always
leave a tip. I got a really, really shitty tip from somebody one time, just not that long ago, actually, probably about 6 to 8 months ago. Somebody that I had seen, somebody that's very famous here in Wichita, somebody that you would absolutely know who they were if I told you the name. And
tell me off
somebody there. Who I thought was really fucking cool and still might be okay. But I know they have money, and the dude tipped me 7%. And look, man, I'm fucking good at my job. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it a long time, and I'm gay. Of course I'm good at waiting tables.
Absolutely.
So I know I fucking gave you better than 7% service. Ooh. And yeah, I'll tell you who it was off air, but it was kind of crazy.
What's their name rhyme with?
I bet I know who he's talking about. Is it an athlete?
No.
No.
No. Okay. No.
Is it Garrison Schmorg?
No. Okay. I can't say. I can't. Okay. If I tell you, you'll
tell me after.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Fine. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Next one.
I didn't get an answer, but it's cool, man.
Oh, no, go for it. I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to now.
No, what's your red flag?
Anytime a girl walks up to me.
That's a red flag.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to him. Nope. I don't want to fuck him. I don't. I just didn't fuck you.
Okay.
I just want to hear that story where one girl walks up to you and like just goes, "I have a boyfriend. I really want to." So do I, bitch.
Like, I know. That's what I know. Hear. I know. I kicked him out of my house this morning. I had to go to work.
I just want to see that.
No, I would say when you meet somebody and they immediately. Hey man, you know where I can score some ice, or you know where I can score some meth?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's not good.
Not a good time.
And I, being in the gay community, a lot of us have really bad mental problems, and you know, sucking dick will do that to you. And man, there's so much going on. I mean, I'll be talking to a guy online, and the next thing you know, he's like, "Man, you want to come over and smoke?" And well, I'm like, "Smoke what? You know, weed? Yes. Cock? Absolutely. Meth? No thanks. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy that's forward people are with that shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
All right. Good all enough.
Right. Next one. Naturally. Things straight men should never say.
I'll have a strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah?
Most definitely. I remember waiting tables one time, and this dude fucking comes up, and he's like, so what can I get for you to drink, man? And he's like, I want something strong. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, how about a Long Island? It's got 5 different liquors in it.
Yeah.
He's like, is a strawberry daiquiri strong?
Yeah, and sure is, like, buddy.
And then we had a guy that was gay that was bartending. He's like, how about a Long Beach? He's like, what's that? And he's like, it's like a Long Island, but it's got cranberry juice instead of Coke. And he's like, oh, I have one of them. I'm like, God damn, man. Is a strawberry daiquiri strong? No.
No, it is.
No, it's not, John Coffee. It's not.
Yeah. Mm. Man, I just can't trust a fart right now. That's mine.
Okay.
A little loose. I don't know. Is that a red flag? I don't know.
Yeah, you eat a Texas Day Brazil, you can't trust farts for probably a good day.
I can't trust farts half the time. I've shit my pants, like, practically on the show. But I don't know. I can't think of really a really good one. I don't know.
I think that straight men should never say, I won't even be able to get hard because I've proved him wrong again and again and again.
God, that's fucking weird. All right, next one. I like my women like I like my blank.
Buffets.
Oh, yeah?
I like my women like I like my buffets.
Okay.
Cheap and full of bad choices.
Okay.
I've got nothing. I got nothing for this. I have absolutely no idea. I like my women to be responsible and loyal, whatever that is. So yeah, that's right on. How about you, JP?
I like my women like I like my hikes. I fucking hate hiking. We've already talked about this.
Yes, we have. Okay, next one. In the 1950s, psychologists prescribed blank as a cure for homosexuality.
Cocaine. And ironically, it backfired because those men soon ended up sucking dick for more cocaine.
That is a true story. It's exactly what happened.
Nerve gas.
Nerve gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That cures him.
Okay.
Permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. JP? Mm-hmm.
Church.
Okay.
That's true.
No, absolutely. It works. Yeah. 100%.
It works?
100%, man. Worked for me.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Obscure things that need to be surrounded by orange traffic cones so it can be avoided.
A poop in the hallway of an aircraft.
I knew it.
Damn it. Fucking asshole.
You didn't even get nothing for that, man. You got nothing.
Man.
He's got a whole fucking pad full of shit over there, and you get nothing.
All right.
I liked it.
I like it. I'm going to go with a fart. You got to move the cones around. I think that'd be great. You could just invisibly put cones wherever the fuck you want. What?
Do you think that was a good answer, Derek?
Let's 100 people on the board. Survey says.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go to the next family member.
I wanted the poop. That's the low-hanging fruit for the non-comedian.
Scotty's like that family where they're like, what's something you call your grandma? And they're like, mama. Okay, next. Mama. No, that doesn't work. Mima. No.
Yeah. How about you, JP?
I would say they don't do it, but I think it would be awesome if instead of picking up roadkill, they just set cones around it all. And eventually, it would just all be cones. Like, everything would be cones.
Fuck yeah, that'd be all right.
That'd be dope.
In Costa Rica, they just spray paint around potholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like a white circle around it. I'm like, oh. You know,
like, pay attention to the line.
Yeah. Oh,
that's shit. Cool.
All right. All right, guys. Well, that is questions and preguntas. Again, if you have any suggestions for any of these segments, you can send them to us at our TikTok or our Instagram at Laughing on the Sidelines. But now we get to move on to a very fun part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. draft last week, of course, Jeremy Joseph won.
Shocker. Oh, I can't believe it. That's hard to believe.
All right.
He could have said nothing.
He could have said Nolan Ryan, and he would have won.
No, yeah, you're right.
But so Jeremy won, and so he gets the invisible hand job from JP.
Yes, he does. I've given it to him already.
Okay, fair enough. Off camera or on camera? Because we got to share that shit if it was on camera.
He wouldn't do it on camera.
Oh, damn it. All right, well, anyways, this week's draft, we got Derek is going to be the first pick. JP gets second pick, and because I got second, I get championship picks. I won on a technicality. This
very
is
good.
Bullshit.
Good for you, man.
Fuck. But I like this week's draft. This is one where it's going to spread a lot of knowledge and experience, I think, a little bit. This is the worst parts about adulting.
Mm-hmm.
That means the worst parts about being an adult draft.
Right on.
So those of you who are still in college listening to the show, take notes, motherfuckers. Derek, you get the first pick of this draft. What do you got?
Paying bills.
God damn it. That's the definite 101.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
God, that is the definite 101.
It's not great.
It sucks. It really fucking sucks. JP, you get your first pick.
Taxes.
Damn.
Fuck.
That sucks.
God damn it. That's guys are fucking on the money. Well, not well, I'm going to take my first pick, which is having to get up and go to work.
Which one?
Yeah.
Not being able to sleep in.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah. Waking up early.
Yes, that's right. Waking up early.
Okay.
And then having to go to work.
So job, that's
job.
Just cross that off my list.
Yeah. That fucking sucks. That's the 1-2 punch. Man. You don't get to do any of that shit unless you're a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Go figure. All right, JP, what's your next one?
Next one is you can't run around the yard naked anymore.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can, but the police will be called.
You get a sign in your yard. It's like a prize.
Right.
So, that's a good one. How about you there, Derek?
You don't get a summer vacation.
No summer. No. You kind of do.
No, you don't.
You don't get 3 months off.
Yeah, no
that,
shit.
That's yeah. true,
to just
I guess,
sit around and watch MTV and eat Cap'n Crunch.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. And you get one more there, Derek.
Having responsibilities.
Oh, that's like a lot of shit. Like all lumped into one.
Okay. He still said it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's
fucking gonna... Who died and made you the fucking boss?
I did.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Let's see. JP, what you got?
The diapers. They're huge. they're huge.
Diapers.
The diapers.
I mean, see how big they are in my size.
Yeah, right. That's why.
I got one that I think I can hold on to for the very end, so I don't think I'm going to take it, but I get two in a row. And I'm going to go with having to take care of children.
Okay. Being a parent.
Being a parent.
Being a parent. Okay.
And everybody's like, oh, but being a parent's the best thing. Fuck you. Dude, no, it's not.
No, it's
you see how hard parents go whenever they go out and they don't have
yeah,
the kids?
Yeah.
They go fucking hard. Like, no kids? Woo! But he's so special.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck he is.
I was going to take that, but I'm not going to. That'll be my honorable mention if it's not taken. I'm going to go with having random aches and pains on your body.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That shit happens.
You'll fucking sleep. You'll go to sleep and you'll wake up and barely be able to move. I know a dude that fucking like pulled a muscle while he was sitting down. Like that's fucking ridiculous.
And him, I can't say it. Oh, I almost got in trouble.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't say that out loud.
Good thing. Oh, inside man. Voices, huh? Yeah. How about you, JP?
You look weird being at the mall.
Yeah.
And as a gay man, that fucking sucks. Yes, I'm licking the glass at Abercrombie, but I mean, it shouldn't be that weird.
Kind of, you know. Derek, you get two, and it's your last two picks.
Voting for people you don't like.
Ooh, okay.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
You don't have to, by the way. Yeah. You just don't. Just saying.
Then you don't get to complain.
Oh, no, yeah. You definitely do. But anyways, your next pick.
Realizing that your best years are behind you, and so you start worrying about your own mortality and you wish you were a child again.
So worrying about death.
No, that was the whole thing.
I'm not typing all that out.
That is my answer, Scott.
Okay, we'll see if it fits. All right, JP.
I am going to go with heartburn.
Okay. All right.
It's fucking shit. And it happens when you get old and you can't stop it.
I'm kind of actually shocked that this one kind of came back to me, because if you make the wrong decisions, you get to go to jail.
You do as a kid,
big
too.
Boy. Yeah,
you
jail.
Can go to jail as a kid.
Oh no, you go to juvie.
There's a 14-year-old kid getting tried as an adult in Wichita. Not to mention, right, dude, now.
Juvie now with these fucking badass motherfuckers is no picnic. I bet.
Yeah. Hold my pocket. Hold my pocket.
Yeah, I think
that's a good one. Good. Jail's cool.
Jail's cool. Yeah. I think the 101 by far is Bills.
Oh, for sure.
I think that one's definitely there. I was going to use this one, but I decided not to because it kind of goes with Bills. But like spending money when you already are in debt, like that is a shitty fucking feeling.
Oh, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Seems like what I do every day. Shut up, Wheel of Fortune over here.
That's dead on.
Dude, you can both go fuck off. Like
Wheel of Fortune, I'm on your side. I would trade
you bank accounts any day, either one of you.
I know.
Yeah.
Buying presents.
Yeah, buying presents.
Oh, yeah, that's a kid. One. You're just like, I'm going to a birthday party. I need a present for Gerald.
That's you don't even know who the fuck Gerald is at all. It's
fuck
like,
Gerald.
You know what? God damn it. I should have said that. Kids' birthday parties are the worst fucking things on the face of the planet.
As an adult.
Oh, yeah. As an adult, they're awful.
Too bad you didn't say it.
No scheduled naps anymore.
That's right. Another one. That's another one. You have to be a chaperone at a fucking dance or some bullshit. Right, yeah. Fuck that.
And then I said being thankful for rain.
Boy, we sure could use some rain.
Right? Yeah, that's when I knew I was old. When I was like,
it could rain for 12 days and 12 nights straight, and there's some asshole going, boy, the crop sure could use some rain.
I'm that guy.
Nice.
I love fucking rain.
That's when I knew I was getting old, because I was like, I went from, all right, snow to, oh, fuck, snow. Oh, fuck. And then it's like, oh, it's raining out to, oh, we needed the rain.
Yeah.
It's fucking true, though. Rain's the shit. Thunderstorms are awesome, and I love it. But anyways, guys, that is our draft for this week. You can go to facebook.com/laughingonthesidelinespodcast. I know, I think it's just Laughing on the Sidelines. And you can click on the corresponding emoji of the list that you like best for the worst parts about adulting draft. Vote for JP.
Vote for me, man. Yeah. I need the ego boost.
That's right. Now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer, and sadly not Legos.
No, not
Legos.
We're going to have to bring it to somebody
but
else.
I did have a bit of a Jeremy moment, kind of.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
What you got?
I had a lady at work. I was downstairs pooping.
Uh-huh.
And
as one does.
She was getting ready to leave for the day, and she messages me and is like, I need you back upstairs, like, fast, like, now. And so I go upstairs, and she's like, some random dude just Facebook messaged me and was like, hey, nice profile. And a friend of mine, like a friend of hers right before that, had tagged her in something about when you say something unhinged when someone sends some dude just randomly slides in your DMs, some meme or something. She's like, I need something really weird to respond to him with. I really want something kind of just out there. I usually say like weird stuff, but my mind's going blank right now. And so I thought for a few minutes. And I came up with this. And I sent it. It said, hey, nice profile pic. I said, thanks. The name's Jillian, but my friends call me Creature. You may have heard of me. I'm actually a talent scout. Have you ever heard of the all-nude male gymnast group, the Scrotumblers? I discovered them back when they were doing cartwheels outside of a Long John Silver in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Apparently, as you can tell, I have an eye for talent. I don't think he ever responded. But I was pretty proud of that.
Very nice.
Very, very good job. That's better than a hi-hat, Billy.
My friends call me Creature. What a nickname that would be, you know?
That would be awesome.
Speaking of creatures, I was sitting there watching TV with my father-in-law this weekend, and they had some lady that was on a one of those talk shows or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was a girl, and she was on a giant unicycle, like one of those fucking really 15-foot jobs things, right? And she's got plates on her feet, and she's flipping them up, and she's catching them on her head, and they're stacking, and they're stacking. And I looked at my stepdad, and I go, how do you figure out you have that talent?
You know what I think I'd be good at.
Yeah. How does that happen? Like, you've got to be born into that. Like, yeah. I can't imagine just one day you're eating a bowl of cereal, and you're like, oh, shit, and it drops. You just catch it on your foot, and then flip it up and catch it on your head. Yeah. And you're like, Wait, hang on, I got something with this. Dad, take me to the unicycle store. Not the normal one, the giant one.
Shit.
I'm going to need an extension for this unicycle.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Sorry, that was way the fuck out there.
That's okay.
It makes me wonder.
No, this shitty situation is also sponsored by BattlecornCarePackages.com. These guys are awesome people. I know that they have a huge dance that's coming up, but that's awesome. But
you chaperoning?
No, I'm not. No. I won't be able to make it. But no, seriously, BattlecoreCarePackages.com is an excellent, basically nonprofit organization that makes a whole bunch of like care kits for kids that are in the hospital and going through some serious shit. We've been dealing with them for a long, long time. It's been over a year now. And they're an awesome nonprofit. We sincerely do wish you guys could go and check them out and donate anything that you can have. I know that they have a huge dance coming up, and it's really a big event for them. So anything to help put that off or put that on and have it be successful would be great. So any help that you can do, we would sincerely appreciate it. The kids would sincerely appreciate it. And so would BattlecornCarePackages.com. So check them out. Okay. None of the funny. We got to get back to the funny.
To the funny.
Yeah, it's kind of a down one, but, you know, we got to get it back up, right? Okay. So this week's shitty situation.
Holy shit. You're trying to get us all fired.
I didn't say it.
Oh, you wrote it. Oh, that's just as good as saying it.
No.
Wow. Oh,
no. That's bad.
I didn't say anything.
I know. Thank you. Ooh. All right. But now this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is, would you rather have to spank any child that is out of hand in a public place? So anytime that child is losing his shit and the parents don't do anything, you have to go up and spank that child. Or would you rather be the gay conversion camp counselor to try to talk somebody out of being gay?
Well, you have to convert them.
I'll go first because you want obviously to be, I want to be the counselor. Yeah, I mean, shit, that's easy.
Usually it's for kids, so that's a little creepy.
Well, here's the thing. This isn't for kids, there. Though.
No, this is for 18
this
or above.
This is for 18 or above.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Okay.
18 to 20.
Okay.
You see, you're like, no.
Now, if they can drink, then they don't need me.
That's true.
I just can't go around spanking people's kids.
Can't
do it, man. Could you imagine? Right. The consequences.
Did you just touch my kid, motherfucker?
I touched him.
Mama Lori would bust out the belt.
Dude. Yeah, forget it.
I don't know. I don't want to get into a fight with a dad.
Yeah,
you know, at a public place.
Well, you can also get in a fight with a dad if you're. If he finds out what you've been doing to his kids,
yeah, that's true. If your mom calls his mom,
right,
and lets you know what they just saw at 3:45 in the morning,
I can legitimately see JP going, "Yeah, you don't want to be gay."
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Oh boy.
I know, but I think I could talk some kids out of being gay.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure I could.
Only if you told them you were gay and they had to sleep with you if they wanted to be gay.
No.
You've got a face only it's a voluntary
up.
Cell.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up either way, but like I don't know.
You can't just go around spanking other people's kids.
You just can't do that. You can't. You're going to get. I want to. You're going to get shot is what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I want to. You just can't do
you
that,
You just can't
man.
Do it. You're just going to get shot.
Yeah.
But the other thing is like, I really don't care. I mean, obviously.
Also, if you're a conversion camp counselor, you're going to get shot. Yeah. Not the same.
No. Yeah, no shit. I got to go with the camp counselor, man.
Cool.
That's what I'm going to roll with.
I can't imagine.
I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to be very terrible at my job and be like, you just do you, dude.
Do you,
just
boo.
Do you, man. It's whatever you want. Just leave me out of it. How about you, Derek?
You know, I'm going to go with the spanking kid.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Derek has this fucking fetish, and it is just beating the shit out of somebody else's kids.
When they're acting up.
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah. They say that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And boy.
I love beating kids.
Yeah. That would just like yesterday at Cold Stone Creamery, I'd have loved to knock the fuck out of this little bastard. Yeah. I watched his dad tell him no about four times. That's three times too many.
Yeah. No smack.
Yeah, absolutely. No ice cream for you, motherfucker. Yeah. You're going to want to put that on that bruise. Keep it from swelling.
Right. No, I'm not going to need any ice cream. I'm going to need an ice pack. Please hand one over, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I totally understand, man. I think I would get killed. I think I would get shot.
Yeah, it's very possible. You die doing what you love.
That's right. That's right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was another excellent episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. Man, I had fun on that one, guys.
Yeah, it was great.
I had a lot of fun.
I had a blast, man. I always do.
I know. And thank you, JP, for coming again.
Absolutely, man. I mean,
coming over and doing the podcast
Absolutely.
Again.
Both. You're welcome for both.
I'm sure you did. I got to clean the fucking chair up after you leave.
Yeah.
But, guys, you can check us out on Laughing on the Sidelines on TikTok or Instagram. If you do not already follow us on Instagram, please do that. Or if you don't follow us already on Instagram, please do that. We don't know what's going on with TikTok, but they don't like us right now. So if you follow us on TikTok, do us a favor. Go through all of the videos. There's like probably maybe 50 that you haven't seen over the last like 4 weeks. So we'd appreciate that. But as we always like to say, guys, thank you so much for doing what you do. And as always, if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
We hope a shark grows legs and learns how to breathe on land, then teaches himself a skill to where he's able to get a job, takes that money and applies it towards driving lessons, and eventually buys a car, then drives all the way to Wichita, Kansas, knocks on your door, and when you answer, he bites your goddamn arms off and then goes down to your basement and eats your stupid fucking snowboard.
Bindings first.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys,
we're going to need a bigger boat.
Until next time.
People have an asshole.
We will see y'all later. Take care.